Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I am all in.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast. Here we are. We've got Danielle and Amy together for the first time.
I know.
We're not the last time. Where are you guys? You're somewhere in California.
Yeah, we're in Carmel. We're in Carmel. Pebble Beach, we're in that area. We're actually in Carmel by the Sea.
Wow. Wow.
You've been here.
I took a trip up there with the family.
I remember you golfed here.
3 years ago, yeah.
Are you a good golfer?
I'm not bad. But I don't do it anymore.
You can hold your own.
I just don't have time to do it. Yeah, that's something you have to do all the time to be any good at it. You can't just...
I think that's actually true.
You can't just pick it up and go. If you do it once or twice a year, you're going to stink.
I don't like golf. Yeah. I don't want to learn to play golf.
It's a lot of time put into swinging your club and examining your swing. It's just too many things to do. You know?
Is your best sport skiing or baseball?
Now?
Mm-hmm. This is 10 questions with Scott Patterson.
Skiing or baseball? It's like so different.
Well, he's a professional baseball player, but I know skis a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty good skier, yeah.
I grew up skiing.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you grow up skiing?
Where?
Tahoe, every winter.
Nice.
Same, but I still
think Scott would crush us.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
How about tennis? How's your tennis game?
You know, it was pretty decent when I was a kid, and then I played with my buddy Alejandro, who is a former sort of semi-professional, and I
smoked
stunk.
You?
I mean, yeah, he was just like, what are you doing? I kept hitting the ball over the fence.
Also, I'm just going to say there is a rubber smell in the room that for something stinks
there
in here.
There is not, you guys.
I'm literally going to have to crawl around the ground on my nose like a hound dog and try and sniff it out. There is. My nose is strong. Scott's not strong.
No, I can't smell a thing. But what I can smell.
Can you even breathe?
What I can smell are a couple of nice whipped up meals of personal appearances coming up. Let's do a little business here. I'm going to be Toronto Comic Con, March 17th through the 19th. I'm also going to be.
Pause. Don't go so fast. Give me that again.
Toronto Comic Con, March 17th through the 19th.
Will there be other Gilmore Girls?
I think Sean is going to be there. Yeah.
Amazing.
I think Sean's going to be there. Yeah.
Okay. One more time on that, because what you'd think is that everyone would have remembered, but I already lost it. March
9th. Something. March 17 through 19.
In Toronto.
Is
Toronto the one on the left or the right?
That's on the east. That's kind of East Coast-ish.
Okay. Yeah. Give me the next one.
Yeah. And then PopCon Louisville, Kentucky, June 16 through 18. In Louisville, Kentucky. Never been. I'm really excited to go to Louisville.
Keep us looped on it. Who's going to be there? Because maybe Tara will go again.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to Canada.
You want to go do
Louisville, Kentucky, in the U.S.
I
kept thinking of Toronto. I was trying to look it up. I was trying to look up to see who else is there.
You know what? That totally reminded me of that whole bit that just happened. What's the soup of the day? Mmm, sounds good. Like from Dumb and Dumber, he's all, oh, the soup du jour sounds good.
And one more in July, mid-July. I don't know the exact dates yet, but it's I'll be in Corpus Christi at the Corpus Christi Comic Con. And
here's what we care about.
What do you care about?
You, of course, but the other Gilmore Girls people that we'll be going to.
I think Sean's going to be at two of these.
Oh my God, you and your boy.
Yeah,
love
I think
it.
He's going to be at two of these. I'll get more details on the website and you can check my socials, but I just wanted to share that with everybody. Anyway.
Well done. Yeah, we'll put it on the Instagram.
And, you know, maybe we'll do secret panel.
Yeah, we need to do like some special podcasts.
I think we could.
Tara, pack your bags. You might be going to Kentucky and Corpus
Not in
Christi.
Canada.
Yeah, we can't afford that.
I was going to say, can I take the Canada trip?
Probably not, but maybe.
They're both Canada. Great cities. I heard Louisville.
I just
really
hope
great.
I don't have a layover like last time.
Yeah, that can
You might.
That can,
Louisville, Kentucky, that sounds like a
does
layover.
Not sound nonstop.
I was stuck in Texas.
Oh, man.
More importantly, I loved this episode.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Did you? It was fun.
I have not laughed that hard in a while. And we'll go in order. I know we see you on the Instagram messages that you want us to go in order. Those are not my socks.
So Danielle,
that bit was
Danielle,
Scott.
Synopsizes.
I will. This is season 4, episode 17, Girls in Bikinis, Boys Doing the Twist. Air date April 13th, 2004. And it's spring break, guys. Paris and Rory wonder if they're missing out on the college tradition, so they decide to head to Florida with Janet and Glenn and run into old friends. Meanwhile, Jason and Lorelai's relationship takes an awkward step forward, and Luke's relationship with Nicole takes a turn when he goes to jail.
Oh! Wait, Scott.
Yeah.
First question for you.
Yeah.
When you watched that scene about the socks, did it come back to you? Because that's just iconic. I know people don't like that I say iconic every 5 seconds, but I love that. That's a memorable scene for me.
You know what I did remember? I remembered when I stopped and then came around the counter and told her.
Really?
Yes. That I do remember making that move. That's the only thing I remember about it.
You came, right, I remember you come around and you're sort of to the side of her.
Right.
Yeah, you did, you told, yeah.
Yeah, the powwow.
So you remember doing that because you didn't, that was probably not that often.
Right. Keep it quiet and it's between the two of us. These aren't my socks. I'm not wearing my socks. I thought that was pretty cool.
Now, do you remember kicking the car?
I don't.
So many times. How was your leg not broken or your toe? Your poor little toes were kicking that car.
It would cause damage.
Yeah.
Now, I also, though, flag on the play, do not think you'd be hauled off to jail for that.
Sure you would. Are you kidding?
Really? For no damage?
You're vandalizing property.
Oh, yeah.
It's somebody's property.
You don't think they would just say, get out of here, freak?
You can't display violent behavior in Connecticut in certain areas. They'll haul you away.
Man, Luke was in such a bad mood this episode.
Oh, my God. Okay, we must go in order. We hear you. We're going to go in order. So, Scott, but first, give us your overall on this one.
So, Girls in Bikinis, Boys Doing the Twist. I just thought it was really fun to go along. I've never seen Paris so funny and Rory and Paris together so funny.
Agree.
And Glenn was hysterical. He just killed me in this. And Louise and Madeline were just excellent.
Even Janet
funny.
Was it.
Janet
even Janet
was great.
Really brought it.
The kids really, really held this together. They were on camera a lot. It was really fun. You know, it reminded me of Florida and spring training and the whole thing. And, you know, that was spring break.
It's a bit of a standalone episode. Like it isn't. Because it moved the story forward with Jason and Nicole.
Right.
But for the kids, it was really cool to get them out of, you know, Yale and to spring break.
Yeah, it was a whole different show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was a whole, there was no Richard and Emily. There was very little. I mean, there was some Lukey Lorelei stuff, you know, the typical show.
Yeah.
There was some Jason Lorelei stuff, which was pretty great.
There's no Suki, right?
No.
There was no Suki. There was no Richard Lorelei. So. There was
no
there
Michelle.
Was, the Kirk stuff was great.
Yeah. And we needed it after last week. We needed this. We needed just to laugh, which I laughed a lot.
Yeah, I did
Even
too.
From the first scene with the pedicab.
Yeah.
Oh my God. First of all, thank you for bringing this up. May I please mention Rory's Moncler puffer vest. You guys,
it's good.
I don't even think you can find a Moncler vest. I don't even think you can find that one. It was red with a very 70s style stripe. Do you know how much that vest
That's
is?
Pricey.
Take a guess,
That's
you guys.
$500-$600.
Yeah. It's probably $600-$700.
Yeah, it is. That's
and I'm surprised they must not have to like get rid of the Moncler because it's so subtle. Uh-huh. But I was like, I need that vest so bad.
Apologies again. I'm still sick, gang.
I know. Everyone appreciates you being a trooper. Text us. Hopefully you're
a week later.
Hopefully you're going to be around for a while.
If I'm not, just carry on. Just carry on.
Oh my God. Wait. Okay. So that vest and then Lorelai's peacoat. I'm sorry. I just have to shout out the fashion in this episode. It was really good. Mm-hmm. So, okay, yeah, that Kirk bit was funny. What'd you all think?
I think it's about time Kirk got to have some sassy lines back at the girls. Yeah. He called him, what did he call him? A couple
Super
of
inappropriate.
Couple of fatties.
Yeah.
Look how freshman fast I'm 15. Going now that the load's out of there.
Yeah. The freshman that was 15. Funny. He said, I got big fat cargo.
Dang, been there, done that. Cargo, freshman 15 right? is a real thing.
Did you gain the freshman 15?
100%.
Dude, I did not gain the freshman 15, but I think I gained the COVID-19.
Yeah,
the
I gained COVID-20. That too.
Fudge. What the hell?
That was Kirk. That was some of the best Kirk stuff we've seen. Mm-hmm. For sure.
It's just so fascinating how many different jobs they can find for him. Like, I would have never thought of a pedicab.
Oh my God, it's so true. Have you ever ridden in one of those?
Yeah.
Have you, Scott?
I don't think so.
I did.
I mm-hmm. have. Yeah.
Maybe. I did. Many times. I went to the Super Bowl and you have to park so far that we jumped in one of those and we were like, you know what?
By the
we
way, let's give a little shout amount. Out to my hometown, Philadelphia Eagles, kicking some
Ooh,
serious
congrats,
tail.
Dude.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. They're going to the Super Bowl.
Congrats.
I mean, it's going to be something. It's going to be something.
That is so great. Yeah. That's this Sunday, right?
That is this Sunday.
This Sunday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God. So now you don't place a wager on that because you would never, or do you?
Why wouldn't I?
Because I thought you're not supposed to bet when it's your team.
What do you mean?
I think that's when
team.
You bet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You never bet against your own team.
Correct.
Well, if I was so a player put on, it on the team, I couldn't place a bet. That would be illegal.
Well, obviously, Pete Rose, come on.
But I'm not on the, I
Didn't
don't own
he
the
do
team
that?
And I'm not a player on the team. Unless
Did I get that right? That Pete Rose did something bad.
He did something.
I'm rooting for you, Scott, because Kansas City won last year, right? Or the year before that?
I'm going to go
the
for
Eagles
the
haven't
Eagles
won for a minute.
Too. Yeah, I'm going to go for the Eagles. Who has Patrick Mahomes?
Kansas City.
Oh, the other people. Okay. Who do you have? Who's your quarterback?
Oh, Jalen Hurts. Who I was completely 100% wrong about. I thought, mistake, they got to trade him. He's not panning out. And then boom, he just
showed
blossoms.
You wrong.
But he's surrounded by such a ball club. He's surrounded by the best. I mean, they don't have a weakness.
Aren't there two brothers playing against each other this year?
In the Super Bowl?
Yes. There's this brother on each team playing, two siblings playing
the Kelce
brothers.
Okay, so this is the center, Travis Kelce? Is that
mm-hmm.
Travis Kelce's brother?
And then
brother,
the brothers
the
on the other
Eagles
one.
Those guys are brothers?
Yeah.
Boy, I didn't know that.
And it's like the first time brothers have faced each other in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Right. We had coaches once. This is I Am All Sports
But
talk.
They're not going to face each other on the field because they both play offense.
Great note, Scott. Great note.
Thank
You're
you.
Right.
Thank you, Sharon. I mean, Amy.
This is
So as a teacher, or not a teacher.
This is I Am All Sports Talk, and we'll be right back. No, I'm just kidding. I just had to say it.
As a parent, I guess you root for offense and then the defense.
As
when
a parent?
Your kids
oh, yeah.
There.
If you're the parent, you root for both teams when they're on offense.
Well, as a parent, you don't have to worry about the two brothers hurting each other because they're not on the field at the same time.
That's right. But if you're Mr. and Mrs. Kelce, How do you say it?
Kelsey.
Kelsey.
Yeah. Well, yeah. How do you wear, what merch do you wear? Like the hat is one team and the shirt's the other? Like,
I think you have to, or they probably custom make a shirt that's a split down the middle.
First of all, I love it. Taro's questions. Like, what merch do you wear? Yeah. Like that's their biggest thing. Okay.
We must focus.
We got to get back to the show.
Okay. So we go to the dorm, which I thought was hilarious, in the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. And Paris, I think she's eating all bran. Because, you know, it's what Asher says she should be, you know, be regular.
That was all bran? It looked like Fruit Loops to me. Looked like
I think Paris said she was eating all bran.
Cocoa Puffs. No, because Rory was eating the sugary cereal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought they both were.
And this is where we sort of get the vibe that they're not going on spring break, which the Moondoggy shout out, I know we'll talk about it in pop culture, was amazing. And that Janet's going to jump in the van, which turned out to be a minivan, which really made me laugh. And that that Paris and Rory are supporting some sort of social protest.
Right.
In Burma. They definitely were. Yeah.
POWs or prisoners, yeah. Of political prisoners.
So that was a whole good scene.
Yeah.
Again, they got into their beds in their full clothes. And
oh my God. That actually was funny too. Yeah.
Again, this is not the first time, you guys.
Yeah. Very relatable, though.
Did they at least take their shoes off? I think they did.
Yeah, I actually had a cringy moment on the germs getting in their sheets. But
you think they'd go like take a hot shower if they were that cold?
Huh. That'd be a hell of a scene to explain.
Well, no, but I'm saying like
jump into the hot shower.
I'm saying
together.
Like from the rain. No.
I get what you're saying, Tari. You don't go back in your cold clothes into your cold bed.
Right. You would take your clothes off, right? You would change. At least you'd put on cozy sweats
and like fuzzy socks.
Yeah, totally.
I think they sold it pretty well, but it was a little like, ooh, get out of the wet stuff in the bed. What are you doing?
So then, right after that is best scene of the episode.
What time?
We're in the diner. First of all, Lorelai's wearing that pink shirt with a cat on it, which I was like, another epic fashion moment. And this is the scene where you come around the counter and you're like, I'm wearing someone else's socks.
Mm. You thought that was the best scene in the whole episode?
Okay, 1,000%. You know what I found telling about that scene, though, is that he actually spent the night at Nicole's.
Well, and he called it like his house or something.
Yeah, but like he hasn't done that yet, right, guys?
Well,
obviously, the one time Jess came, he did.
We just don't know.
I think
it.
He did it in the beginning.
Well, yeah, in the beginning, because he's like, I don't live here anymore. Yeah, like in the beginning, he's like, I don't live here anymore. So I don't think it's the first time.
No, he sleeps there all the time, but Lorelai felt like he moved out, which he didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
But he does sleep there, I think, a lot.
Yeah, but I think that was like the whole point with Nicole in the last episode when Luke was like, our house. And she goes, our house? Because he's
never there.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the whole point.
But can we just for a moment talk about WTF, Nicole? Seriously. Like,
cheater, pumpkin
eater. I'm like, screw you, Nicole.
At first, when I saw that scene, I thought it was like, it was going to play out that it was like Nicole's brother's socks or something. And Luke was getting pissed for no reason.
She sucks and we knew it. Two weeks ago, we were done with her. Last week? I can't remember. Scott, were you pissed?
No. What do I care?
You don't care?
You literally can give 2 cents about Nicole. And doesn't care at all.
You know what I love about that scene is that it's Lorelai he tells. It's hilarious. We have to read that. Can we pull up that banter?
Interesting strategy. If it is a strategy that Luke is employing, I don't think he is, but isn't it interesting? It's like deepen the friendship and deepen the trust between the friendships, and then it becomes inevitable that you've got a best friend. So, and he knows there's that sexual tension, so that's going to seal the deal for him.
And then you also called her to bail you out of jail.
Right.
Like, you guys are in love. You call your person to bail you out of jail. Now, I've never been in jail. Thank God. Okay. Oh my God. We have to do this. Thank you, Jackie.
I like how Amy had to do that disclaimer. I've never been in jail.
I'm terrified of jail. I'm just letting everybody know.
Oh, you got to try it a few times.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Here, just the sock bit. Scott, do you want to play Luke or would you prefer that we reenact this?
You do it. I'll
you want to do it since Danielle and I are together?
You want me to be Luke or do you want
I obviously want to be Lorelai.
Okay.
I beg of you. Okay.
What?
Whatever it is that's put you in this charming mood.
I'm not wearing my socks.
What?
I'm not wearing my socks.
So what are those? Someone else's?
Yes.
What?
I'm wearing someone else's socks.
I'm sorry. I need more.
I spent the night in Nicole's place.
Also known as your place.
Hold on, Jackie. I can't.
We're okay. Rolling the thing.
Got up a little late, grabbed a pair of socks, and it wasn't until I was halfway to work that I realized they were somebody else's socks.
You're sure about this?
Hey, if there's one thing in my life I'm sure about, it's my socks. I buy the same brand in bulk, and I've been doing this for as long as I can remember. My socks are all white with a red stripe. These are all white with a gold stripe and some sort of fruity padding in the toe.
Maybe they're Jess's socks.
They're not Jess's socks.
Well, maybe when you went to the laundromat, someone accidentally left a pair of socks in the dryer and then you...
I don't go to the laundromat.
Maybe they're Nicole's socks? You know, her gym socks? You're not wearing your socks.
I'm not wearing my socks.
I mean, we did, on a scale of 1 to 10, our version was a 0, but
yes. You get the point.
The way you did it, somehow you made that hilarious and heartfelt, and I was heartbroken.
And for the record, everybody does know their socks.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I know which are my socks.
Yeah.
May I ask y'all a question? Would you share socks?
With who?
I don't like that.
Anybody other than your wife?
No. Well, I mean, I don't care. If I have an extra pair and a buddy at the gym or whatever, we're playing basketball, he needs a pair of socks. Yeah, I don't care.
Would you want them back?
Yeah, I wash them and what's the big deal?
No.
I would give it to someone, but I wouldn't want it back.
Same, right. Tara, yeah, same.
My wife's the same way. She wouldn't want them back.
I need my socks, great, but I don't. You can keep them.
She won't wash my clothes and her clothes together in the washing machine. She won't do it.
I said anyone but your wife, because I don't care if person is wearing my socks, fine. The other two things I will never share.
Toothbrush.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Three things. Okay, yeah, three. I didn't even think of that. First of all, it makes me gag when people want to borrow deodorant.
Oh, that's not that big of a deal.
Oh, it's my God. That's a hard pass for me.
What about chapstick?
That was my other one. Anything on my lip.
That's not going to fly.
Right. Except for like your husband or your boyfriend or your wife or your whoever.
It's like, can I borrow your used Q-tips?
Okay. This list can go on and on and on. Underwear. Gosh. That's another one. You would never use somebody else's underwear.
No.
No, I mean, no, you're correct. But I would wear like...
If they were clean, what's the problem?
No, not nobody's wearing like my underwear.
Your boyfriend's boxers?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, sure. That's a little...
I know. It's different. It's different rules. Different rules.
Oh, God. We're so off track, but I love it. Okay.
Speaking of boyfriends, should we talk about Digger?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are we there, though? You're going out of order. They've requested we not go out of order.
And for those of you that wanted Danielle to be in charge, let me comment why she's not. She's all out of order.
You do not want me in charge. That's all I can say. Trust me.
Scott's in charge. Okay, so then we go with the freezing scene where it's, we did go out of order on that, but that's okay. It's okay. We'll forgive. This is where they're freezing. They're out at their table trying to do their petition. It was raining.
Yeah, and Glenn had a nice Glenn had a nice little bit. See, this is what I appreciate so much about his work in this, because he had these little hits that he'd come in.
Yeah.
And those are so hard to calibrate, right? They're so hard. Either do too little or you do too much, and they're really hard to get right.
Calibrate. That's such a great word.
Every single one of them.
That's a great word,
about
Scott.
Five or
calibrate.
Six of them.
Yeah, and you're right. That's such a great note.
He's a really funny guy. He's a really funny actor.
And I think he retired from the business. We wanted to get him on, and he's like retired from acting. And
oh, really?
Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's him. Like, I think his real life name Ethan?
Probably, I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know.
So there is one line that I found so inappropriate, and I laughed.
It is Ethan Kahn?
Yeah. I laughed so hard when the girl, so they come into the dorm, and it's so inappropriate. And the girl, the student, you know, the other Yale student says, is it raining?
Oh, get your tubes tied, you idiot.
The way Liza/Paris delivers that line, tie your tubes, idiot. And if there's no comment about it, it just left there and it keeps moving. And I'm like, oh my God. It's so mean and so funny. Anyway.
She had some good lines in this.
Yeah, she was like 10 out of 10 in this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rory's got to be careful to hang around with her too much, man. It'll mess up her reputation. But
she's so caustic.
She's so, I mean, it's like, is she ever going to have a friend other than that? But she is doing, Alexis is doing the great comedy moments.
Yeah.
Because
and they are great
together. She just
together.
Has to lean back on everything. She doesn't have to deliver much, right? She's,
yeah.
It's like Alexis knows that Liza is hitting the ball over the net really hard.
Yeah.
So all she has to do is just like put her racket out and dink and get
yeah,
the
laugh. I really like their scenes together. Okay. I have a really tough question for you. Mm-hmm. I don't even, it's like choosing your favorite child. Would you rather watch Paris and Rory scenes or Suki and Lorelai scenes?
I think Paris and Rory.
Paris and
I
Rory.
I kind of think you might be
oh,
right.
I think Suki and Lorelai.
Really? I sort of am Team Scott on that.
I'm with
anyway, Paris, so yeah. I was pretty pumped that they decided to go on spring break.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, this is going to be great.
Paris and Rory, if Paris is being somewhat relaxed because she was a little less... high volume, high voltage in this?
Yeah, she's more entertaining to us.
Right. So she showed a broader range of acting skills.
I loved even them with the pizza. Like, we'll get to it. But I loved all their... Mm-hmm. They are besties, those two. Right.
They really are.
They kind of are, which is sort of terrifying to me.
Yeah.
It provided Rory. Comfort and terror all at the same time. And I'm like, good for Rory. And then I'm like, Jesus, she's like... best friends with the lunatic. I mean, this.
summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So then we go quickly to the house for Rory to pack in the bathing suit bit. And Lorelai was in like a cute white shirt that had like a blue ribbon type thing.
Uh-huh.
And then they're talking about driving to Florida, which was very relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Which, how far is that?
I was about to say, how long is that drive?
More than, well, from Connecticut, it's probably, I don't know, 1,200, 1,300 miles, 1,200
miles. So it's a nine-hour drive?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a long drive.
No, that's a 24-hour drive. That's 1,000 miles.
If you do it straight,
I did it from
New
Jersey in a Volkswagen Bug. From there to Florida, it was 24 hours.
Yeah, that seems a little far-fetched.
Did it say where they were in Florida? Was it Miami?
What, go with like whatever's closest.
Okay.
Spring break feels Fort Lauderdale-y
to me. Daytona Beach. No, they probably went to Lauderdale.
Yeah. How far is that drive?
That's 1,000 miles.
So if you can drive 3 hours, 200. So 2 times 5, 3 times 5, I think 15 hours.
Excuse me. That's a lot.
Hold on, it's very mathematical, but I just tried that.
It is a 20-hour drive.
Yeah. Oh, Scott was right.
They're not driving that far.
No, it's stupid.
Not college kids.
Oh, yeah, then they,
they're driving farther. Which makes sense. Farther from Connecticut than it is from New Jersey.
And I just put Hartford to Fort Lauderdale, so who knows where they went. And they have to stop.
Right. Yeah.
That's a haul, man.
That is aggressive. And they flew home, which made sense. Yeah, I love Lorelai. I love the whole thing. It's the minivan. Because I was so going to, you know, like when you see it, you're like, oh, I'm picturing some van, and it's like a total minivan. Paris had to drive Glenn shorts. Lorelai's like, you didn't actually have to wear your bathing suit now. I thought the whole thing was great.
I loved it.
Y'all?
That was so all, then, all that stuff was great. What's the next scene?
We pull up at the motel,
right?
Which obviously I did a deep dive because immediately I was like, where are they? I need to know everything.
Yeah.
And it's the Sea Sprite Motel, and I think it's in Hermosa Beach.
Oh.
Yeah, and it, I think it's also in Veronica Mars, same motel. Yeah.
Well, my first thought.
What I liked about Paris was she was greasing everybody with tips.
Well, I was going to say, like, the amount of money she spent on tips, they could have gotten a nicer place to stay.
She's rich, right?
She was just handing out $5.
You do that. Yeah. Like, my husband does that. The first thing he does, pulls into the valet, here's your tip before you bring my car back. You know, like, you do that, so you're taking care of
it. Paris is not broke. She's rich.
No, yeah. That's why I was like, why are they in this? But they wanted, like, the spring break experience. That's why they were there.
Totally, because they wanted to be where all their friends were and all these young people. Did anybody cringe at the bedspreads though? I was
no, what do you expect at a beachfront nice. Lauderdale like, motel for spring break?
The beds did not look comfortable.
The beds no. I will so, say like, that those yeah, bedspreads have not been washed in a long time. They got a lot of staff at that motel too. I was like, there's a lot of people working.
Like walking
here.
Down, she's like, Paris I'll take towels giving, tomorrow.
Yeah. Paris was giving tips to people that didn't work there.
Totally.
Soda or something.
Yeah. Hilarious David Caruso mentioned too. Wait, what was Paris's incentive or like what was her point with the bed rolling? What was that?
So that nobody comes in and takes their bed.
Yes.
If they have to shack up because they had the girl, they had what's her name? Kate?
Janet.
Although I never really saw them in the hotel room with the other girls, right?
And where are the other girls going to sleep?
She was always jogging.
Yeah, always working out.
Yeah, yeah, oh it made me think that, like, are the other girls staying with them? But or was it like...
Well, and they were definitely sharing a bed. So yeah. I was so befuddled.
No, they weren't. Yeah. No, they had a pull-out couch.
They were. Oh, so they wanted the other girls in the pull-out couch.
They wanted Janet to take the pull-out couch, yeah.
Okay.
She went on her run, so they got first dibs.
Yeah. Then, okay, there was some mention of a ruckus, which made me laugh. Just the use of the word ruckus. And then we saw him. There he was, Colin Eglesfield.
Did
you
immediately?
Scott, his voice was Milo. I totally agree with you.
Totally. When he said, see you later, or come on over, whatever, and then he
sounded like Milo.
Sounded exactly like Milo.
I literally wrote that down. Yeah. I can't find it in my notes, but I wrote, look it. Same voice as Jeff.
Same.
Totally agree. Yeah. So Scott, you might not have like, so when I watched this the first time, obviously Colin Eglesfield meant nothing to me. But watching it now, after seeing something borrowed probably 20 times, I'm like, oh my God. It's like one of his first jobs.
Yeah.
Do you guys love Something Borrowed?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I don't know what that is.
What?
Something Borrowed? What is that?
What?
I don't. I only
it's
know.
It's good.
But what is it?
I only know Colin because he dated our
friend. Okay, so it's a movie based on a book. What? Wait. Oh, I know. Colin Eglesfield
he dated
also.
One of our
Most
friends.
Of them are. Yes.
So, Scott, lean in.
I am.
Colin Egglesfield dated one of our friends.
Oh, really?
One of our very best friends.
Okay.
It didn't end well.
I thought it ended just ended.
Yeah, exactly.
It just didn't end well because it just suddenly ended.
Why is that a secret? Why do I have to lean in?
Because we're telling you gossip.
Oh, okay.
You always lean in for gossip.
You lean in and be quiet? Is that how?
You kind of just tell me. Uh-huh. If somebody ever says, I'm going to tell you something, don't tell anybody, you immediately do this.
Amy's face coming into the camera.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. Okay, so first of all, there was a Joni loves Chachi moment. So she sees Colin Egglesfield. He smiles at her. And then the other girls, I think, is it Paris? She goes, what was that Joni loves Chachi moment?
Yeah, I do kind of like the chemistry between totally. Him and Rory. Like, there's something cute about it.
That's why it was so a bummer that it was so fizzly at the end. I'm like, at least kiss. Happened. Me too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then we go to the apartment.
It could have been a situation where they give that guy a couple more episodes and they develop a storyline where it's actually Jess's older brother, illegitimate, Rob Estes.
Estes?
Yeah.
Had a kid with another woman and... And it all turns out into this big this mess whole new Stars story. Hollow.
Oh my God, I have a whole new show. I would have liked something. I mean, I get it. We're on spring break. We're in Florida, so we can only have what we can have. But I would have liked a kiss.
Yeah, I would have liked a kiss because it's spring break. Like, I want.
And that could have been a whole storyline in itself. Whatever, I'm not the writer.
But I think they did it on purpose because you thought Rory was going to have a little thing with this guy.
You know what?
But it turns around at the end.
Correct, Danielle. Yep. Correct.
Because I was so fixated on that. I was like, oh, Rory has a new love interest.
They threw this us is for it. A or at least purple. If it's like a fling for one episode, like you would hope, but nope.
So we go to Jason's apartment.
Wait a minute. Now, hang on. Before we leave Florida, I'm
we'll
going
to
give a shout out to Madeline and Louise.
I know. Wait.
Excellent work.
Well, agree, you're going out of order, sir. I know we're not
there yet, but just fun stuff.
I agree. What a treat. I also think great way to work them back in.
Great way.
Yeah.
Because they're in their element. Let's see them in their element. This is the first time we've really seen them in their element.
The fact that they're spring breaking for a month.
And and she smashes into the twins and the drinks spill. I mean, it was so great.
Also, they looked cute in their bathing suits. They're cute.
Paris's hat.
All of it. And it was also good. So we go to the apartment, Jason's apartment, which I still think is a condo.
Did you notice that like the angle of the camera was the other side of the kitchen?
Of course I did.
So there wasn't a door?
Yeah. I'm going to call his place a condo. And I will say his kitchen is way too close to the front door. It's totally
That's
weird.
Why I preferred this angle. So it looked a little more like it was in, like connected to the living room.
But if you think about your condo, it's the first thing. When you walk into it.
You mean at my house?
Yeah.
Yeah, but true. 100% true. But there's that wall.
Yeah.
But I don't think
if it was open concept and you didn't have that wall.
Tara, where do you live? Do you live in an apartment, condo, or do you live at home with your parents?
No, I live with my parents now, but in my apartment, the first thing was the kitchen.
Yeah, everybody's apartment. Scott,
but I think.
Scott doesn't remember. He's had a house for a long time.
Yeah, but I remember the apartments. What do you want to know?
Was your kitchen the first thing?
No, it was the last thing.
No way.
Yeah, same with mine.
I had a studio apartment for years before I bought my first house. I was even in it for the first 3 years of the show.
No way.
And you walk in and it's a living room with a closet and then a little bit of an elevated area behind that, which is the bed and the tiny little office. And then you walk down this tiny little hallway where there's shelves and more closet on one side. And you go into the kitchen, this tiny little kitchen. And on the other side, you walk through the bathroom where there's stand-up shower, sink, and a toilet.
Pause for a second. Did you say you lived in that studio apartment the first 3 years that you were on Gilmore Girls?
First 3 years.
People that think being an actor and celebrity is like you're in the money. Yep. So
But I was stockpiling cash.
You were scared.
And I just you just don't know.
Because you get scared.
When it's going to end or if they're going to write me off or whatever's going to happen.
Right. So you just put it all in the bank.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, because also, if, let's just say, it stops, you never know when your next gig is. So you got to save.
Totally, it's crazy. That's
so my accountant calls me and says, hey, you know, you need to buy a house. And I said, I don't want to buy a house. I'm just me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to buy a house. He goes, well, in that case, you're going to have to write this amount of check to the IRS. But if you buy a house, you'll have a house and you won't have to write that check.
Right, I'll buy a house.
And I went, okay, I'll go buy a house.
Whoa. And then did you stay in that house for a while?
18 years, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Great house.
I digress. So anyway, well, Jason's condo.
My issue with it was more that it looks like a kitchen in a restaurant. Not really that it's by the door.
I don't mind the look of the kitchen. It's very modern. It's very open. He's got a modern apartment. Now, what I loved more than anything, French toast with bacon in a bag.
Oof, that's okay. Rough.
But how do you eat it? A fork?
It stressed me out.
That's rough for me.
I literally was so stressed out.
Oh my God, yeah. I wanted to eat it so bad.
No.
I want to eat it, but not in a bag.
No, once it goes in that bag, then it goes in the trash. That's not.
So do you think that you would then open the bag and eat it with a fork? Because if you can't put your hand in there, your hand will be so sticky.
No,
you'd have to do it with a fork.
You would eat it like a sandwich, where you like put down a little bit, bite, put down more of the plastic, bite. Tough. You know what I mean?
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At one of the most famous restaurants in the world, there's a table in the corner where the most incredible conversations on the planet are happening every week with owner Ruthie Rogers and amazing guests like Martha Stewart.
But I did have an affair with one of his best friends.
Jimmy Fallon.
Do you want a zip line over your dad while he gets attacked by alligators?
And Paul McCartney.
John and I hitchhiked to Paris.
We've saved you a seat. Ruthie's Table 4. Listen to Ruthie's Table 4 on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, okay, we've talked about the Jason's kitchen, but we did not talk about the key.
Yeah.
Scott, how did you feel?
That's how you either ruin a relationship or because boy, did
you're
he
right.
really, she was really testing him about, you know, what kind of cojones he had.
Yeah.
It's like, just commit to it, you wuss.
Yeah.
Say, just take the key and stop being such a namby-pamby about it. It's up to you. I mean, it's your call. You know, it's like, come on, man. She almost had to smack him. You know what I mean?
So do you ever get like jealous?
No.
Not, I understand that's the wrong word.
No.
But like, are you kind of like, oh, he's so not Luke?
No, I like him. I think he's entertaining.
Yeah, I do too.
Listen, I'm so detached.
He's
I'm not
grown.
Triggered anymore by this show.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm like over it. You know what I mean?
I wonder if you rewatched Max again.
I'd probably just have a completely different reaction.
I think we should do a bonus episode in the next few weeks where you rewatch Max and see if you like him more now.
I like Max.
I like Max too.
I like everybody.
He's been my favorite so far.
You did not like Max. Scott.
Yeah, you did not like
Max. Flag on the play. You hated Max.
I did. I was getting territorial. I was getting competitive and territorial. You know, but I don't feel that way anymore.
Okay, I want to play this game with you. Uh-huh. You have to rank the boys, Lorelai's boys, you know, from your favorite to least
favorite. We know so far.
Yeah. So we have Chris, we have Max, and we have Jason.
And no, don't forget Coffee Guy that was in Twilight.
Billy Burke.
Billy Burke. Right.
But what's his name?
Billy Burke.
In the show.
We don't remember. Tara's going to have to do a quick Google on that. Billy Burke, Gilmore Girls. He was a coffee guy. I liked him, actually.
I liked him, too. Right. He was pretty smooth.
Yeah.
He might have been the best suited for her, because he was like kind of agree. The coolest and the darkest
Ian.
One.
Alex.
He was the coolest, I actually thought their banter. One, right?
I agree, Scott. Yeah. I agree. He had to go off and do another show, or they would have kept him around, I think.
He's doing L.A. Fire now or something.
I know. It's good. Have you watched it?
I watched a little bit of it, and as soon as I turned it on, he was on.
I don't think it's called L.A. Fire, though. I think it's called, like, Napa Fire or something.
Yeah. But he's great.
Fire, Scott,
it's called
them.
Fire Country.
None of the above.
Maybe not the best name for the show. Okay, Scott, we're ready.
For what?
Rank them.
Worst to best of the four boyfriends so far. What about Rune?
You got to give Rune a shot.
You got to give Rune a shot.
I think Rune, actually Rune could be really good for her.
Okay.
We got to move on. That is a false
statement. So your choices are Christopher, Max, Alex, and Digger.
Yeah. I think they could all work. I think they could all work. But I like Alex the best.
Okay.
Because
if you had to pick.
I thought he was the coolest and the darkest a presence, but he also seemed very soulful and very patient.
Did we ever get an explanation for why he was gone?
I don't know.
Or was he just gone?
In the show, you mean?
Yeah, in the show.
Yeah, we did.
But not really.
No.
He just poofed.
He went somewhere. He went on a trip, right? Like, shoot, we're going to have to look that up.
How do we not remember everything?
There's a lot.
Scott didn't totally understand the game there, but you did okay, Scott.
I ranked him number one. I ranked Alex number one.
Oh, who's number two?
Or who's the worst match? So you did your best match. The worst of the four?
I'm thinking Max is probably the worst.
Oh my God, I disagree.
Yeah, he just got too, you know, he just lost his stuff.
I agree.
Easy.
At the end there, he got too, like, oh, this is so hard. I mean, don't make me go there. Remember the dancing around the desk?
Yeah. Right. The choreography.
Oh, God, it was so bad.
It's almost like he wasn't emotionally mature enough to deal with somebody like that.
Right. Am I the only Christopher fan of the group?
It's like 50-50 for me.
I don't think you can rely on a Christopher. He's just too unsettled.
I really liked
unsettled.
Him, but out of sight, out of mind.
By the way,
I just haven't seen him in so long.
He'll be back.
I found out what happened with Alex.
Oh, what happened, Tara?
So he's mentioned a few times during the rest of the season when Lorelai runs into Max again. And she said she's still dating Alex, though we never see him and we don't actually know the cause of the breakup.
I told you he poofed. He just poofed away.
Yeah, but he is mentioned a couple times. Without
with Christopher, okay, let's compare Christopher to a stock. And if you're looking at a long-term chart, price chart, you just see a lot of highs and lows and highs. There's a lot of volatility.
You're such a romantic.
Price. Well, I'm talking about Christopher. It's either he's really hot for, or he's like, he's gone. He's confused.
I really appreciate the analogy. I understand
too.
What you're saying.
You know, and it's like, are you going to buy that stock?
Right. Probs not. Probably was a bad investment.
You can play with it short term, try to turn a profit and dump it. But long term, are you going to marry that? I don't know.
Maybe.
No, not for your own sanity.
I thought
Max was going to blow a gasket. I thought that Christopher's always blowing a gasket.
You like Digger? How you feeling about
Digger? I think Digger is going to be blowing some gaskets, but less gaskets, and they'll be more entertaining. I think she'll forgive him easier than those other guys, right? I think in all fights are inevitable in any long-term relationship. I think the fights she has with Digger are going to be easier to overcome somehow. But I place the number one...
Well, that's an interesting theory.
Yeah. I place the number... Because you're going to forgive him more. Because he's just so kind of gentle and sweet. He's kind of sweet guy.
Mm. Digger?
I don't want to tell you you're wrong.
You know, and I like him. I like him. And who's the last one now? The Max? Yeah, I think
Max,
that's a guy
Christopher, who's, Alex,
he's got
Digger.
A really long fuse. It's going to take a lot to get that guy angry.
Yeah.
And
I think he's going to be cool customer, and he's, you know, he's just real chill.
Who do you like?
I like
Max Veneta.
Oh, Max? And
I've always liked, yeah, he's my number one. Yeah. But I feel like, I don't know, there's something about Jason that, like, I think he's cool. Like, he's definitely grown on me, but I think he's just going to, like, ghost her one day. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to break Lorelai's heart. Because she hasn't had her heart broken yet. I feel like that's coming with Jason.
I like Tara's poker face. It's so-
Am I right?
We're not telling.
Well, I'm not saying anything.
And I want to see Rune with her. Rune. Because that's as likely a partnership. That's like giving Lorelai a male version of Paris.
They just have butter sculptures at their wedding.
Can you imagine if the show was Lorelai... Rune, Paris, Rory.
Oh my God, no.
I mean,
no.
How fun Bad. Would that relationship
Bad.
Be?
Oh my gosh, one of my favorite, Bad. Or whenever I think of Rune, I just think of, what's a rune? It's like all I think of.
Okay, I'll get us back on track. So we go back to the beach, and this is where we see they got the cabana. Uh-huh. Harris got the cabana yeah. with the table and chairs.
My kind of gal.
Shout out to Janet's bathing suit was my favorite. And then we see Louise and Madeline. So it's like, hello, yeah. that was great.
That was fun.
Good fun stuff.
And they go, I love the rules of spring break. I love it all.
I tell you, that was a really compelling series for me. I could have watched that every week.
I agree. I also love, make sure you're properly sunscreened. Here, Casper. The lines are so good. Who wrote this again? Line. Who wrote this episode?
This was it Amy? Yeah, it was Amy Sherman.
But
Jamie Babbitt directed it.
That's why it's so good.
Jamie Babbitt always kills it.
So then we go back to the room at the Sea Sprite, and they're eating their pizza, and I think they might have their videos at this point. And we kind of get mentioned that it's like Paris was sort of hoping Asher might call.
Yeah.
She doesn't expect him to call. And then they decide they need to commit to spring break.
Right.
Which I'm so happy they did.
Yeah.
Although I did relate to them, like I would be the one that wants to order a pizza and just stay in and watch a movie.
So then they go, we see them at the pool with the giant Q-tips.
But what were they watching? They were watching a Bill Moyers.
Oh yeah, they're watching some terrible movie
on Joseph Campbell.
Who's Bill Moyers?
Bill Moyer was an investigative journalist back in the day who was one of the top guys who did these. You know, the NBC or whoever, he was with a major network and they'd always send him out. And then I think it was with PBS for a long time because the quality of his journalism was so high.
Did anyone catch if it was on VHS or DVD at that point?
That was
probably
VHS.
DVD. Looked like a VHS though.
But Joseph Campbell is a writer who guided many, many, many screenwriters. Joseph Campbell's A Hero with a Thousand Faces is required reading at all these screenwriting programs at all these top colleges.
Wake me up when it's over.
Yeah. All right.
Just kidding. Just Berkeley. Kidding,
you
Scott.
What'd you do there? What the hell did you do there?
Journalism.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. Everybody's hashtag blessed. Okay. So then we get the funny bit where Rory's talking to Lorelai on the phone and she says, did something cute just walk by?
Yeah.
That was rad. And then we have the encounter with Colin Egglesfield and Rory. Did we ever catch his name? I know he had a name.
Sean,
but when did we learn it?
Honestly, I don't know if we learned it.
I just was in the credits.
Yeah.
So he did sound like Jess.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
He sounded exactly like Michael. Milo.
I agree. Yeah.
You need to go back.
Exactly.
He really did.
It eyes was, closed, same voice.
It was shocking.
Huh. Yeah.
And he looked like him. He looked like his older brother or something.
And he sort of was flirty. He's all, oh, did I ruin my chances or something like that, right?
And like, yeah, Jess would wear that collared shirt too.
Right.
Like it was like
Colin Egglesfield was cute. He gets cuter in Something Borrowed, but he was cute here.
He definitely was a cutie, but what a letdown.
That just nothing
just
happened.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they're at spring break. Like they need to like make out.
Right.
There was go no to a phone party, guys, make out.
Well,
I think
Rory didn't do it because he after the kiss with Paris, he's like, that was some kiss. And then we're just done with him.
Let's party. Like, yeah, invite your friend. Let's party. Of course, you got to turn him into a meathead.
And that kiss, though, between Rory and Paris.
I thought it wasn't even that good of a kiss. It was sort of just a big peck.
Some of Alexis's funniest moments I've ever seen. Like she ran away from her, like, and then she goes, no, tell me, was it good? Did I get? And yeah, Rory's like, oh, man. You know, just fantastic stuff.
It was fun. That they just kept saying, are we doing it wrong?
Neither of them flinched, which is what I loved about it. They were just like, I don't know.
You know what? Alexis is very easy to take the ride with, isn't she?
Yes.
There's no hard edges on her. It's all just sort of smooth and easy and breezy and fun and effortless. Isn't that something?
Yes. I think that's why I love this episode, because that's such a great descriptor. Effortless.
Yeah.
It just
the
was
whole
like
thing's
very
effortless
easy to
for
watch.
Her. And her timing's perfect and her comedy's great. She's really rocking my world. I'm telling you, it's just fantastic
and
stuff.
I think the lines, because how about when they say no one can sniff out the hip like we can? There's just so many funny lines in this one.
Exactly. And that could be an embarrassment of riches and a problem for a lot of actors who just overdo it. They don't know what to do with all those great lines. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she just is handling everyone so deftly.
I agree.
Really remarkable. It's such a contrast. It really is to how a lot of people approach their work, you know?
Yeah.
Very, very.
So then we get back to the house and we sort of have the key redo. Jason and Lorelai are walking and he says, Lorelai says, you're making me work too hard. And then we get the sort of key thing.
Right.
It's cute.
Did anybody think it was weird that he dropped her off though? Like why, if they're such a couple, why wasn't he spending the night?
If they're always at his house, but like, Rory doesn't live there anymore, so they could, unless it's like some rule
she has.
She's
in Florida.
Yeah, but like, I wonder if it's some rule. Remember, like, she had that rule of like,
oh,
no guys.
Yeah.
So I wonder if she just like keeps that rule.
Well, and also if she wouldn't have gotten dropped off, she couldn't have gotten the message that she has to go pick up Luke from jail and bring 300.
Exactly. Yeah, we needed Digger to drop her off.
That a nice complication?
That actually, very
that
good
would have
point.
Ratcheted
right.
up the tension because he could have overheard the message and like, hey, well.
and she bails him to go
and
get
then, like,
you.
Takes the
obviously
key back,
she would.
You know, while she's not looking.
Yeah, something. But like, if it's your friend, you're trying to get out of jail. I wouldn't think it had anything to do with like a relationship. It's like I need to bail my friend out of jail.
If you're a dude. Why and your it? Girlfriend is leaving to go get another guy out of jail.
Yeah, that's not good.
You're definitely feeling threatened.
Although I've never felt like Jason has been jealous of Luke.
Yeah, that's why.
Hello? You don't remember the incident when he's in his Mercedes and he's like, honk, honk, honk at Luke? They don't talk because he's scared of Luke.
Well, because Luke cut him off.
No. Luke didn't.
Luke was driving
the speed. That's right.
Speed limit
Digger
through a
cut
small
you off.
Tiny
Digger
town.
Was honk, honk, honk when Luke was being a good townsman and driving safe.
Right. He was being a good citizen.
Totally.
I'm telling you that they missed an opportunity there. Oh, that's one.
I actually
that's
going to
be
that
a deduction. That might be a 1 point deduction.
Oh.
I kind of think you're right. That would have been juicy.
That would have been a little juicy.
Yeah. Huh? Even if he walked her in, even if we're not to know he slept over, he comes in, she hears the message, and she just bolts.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of juicy. But the way he laid it on, I'm like, oh, by the way, I'm in jail.
I know. That message was hysterical.
Yeah.
So then we go back to the pool, and this was a great scene, too, where they're drunk. So now Paris and Rory are drunk.
So
and
that was my favorite scene.
All of them around the table. I thought it was really good,
That was my favorite scene. Yeah.
It's like letting loose.
And they bring up Dean.
Ugh, I was so happy when they
thought of
Dean.
Danielle when I was watching this. I was like, Danielle's going to be happy.
I am just so team Dean right now that it just like hurts that they're not together.
Well, they bring up how gorgeous he is and then she tells them he's married. And I love how they're like, married?
She,
but he's
like,
in love with
pregnant?
You.
Yeah. They're like, is she pregnant? Is that what they said?
And then they crank him, which was amazing.
And Luis even said, like, that marriage is never going to last.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Good stuff.
So then we go, and Lorelai has picked up Luke. And we, and actually, somehow they make a scene funny that's also so heartbreaking again. Mm-hmm. Like, Luke had to see the sock wearer go into the house, and he's like, they're in there for hours. What are they doing? I know what they're doing.
Why didn't Luke just bust in the door? He, you know, like,
breaking and entering? Are you kidding?
I mean, it's his
house.
It's
his place, too.
Yeah, why didn't you just walk in surprise?
Well, he's not crazy. You know, he's not going to do that.
That would have been pretty rad, though.
I would have walked right in. I'd be like, excuse me.
No.
And do you think he's just done with her, or do you think he's going to, like, do you think he's just like,
yeah. I think he's
and
done
think
with
he's
her.
He's pissed at himself that he didn't end it sooner and that he has to be humiliated in this way.
Yeah.
It's not he's a good feeling. I've been there before. That is not a good feeling.
Because he's not even into her.
And
really.
I think, like, Luke's biggest thing is respect, and he does not want to be disrespected. Yeah. And now Nicole's doing
that.
Do
we expect this of Nicole?
Not really.
I think it's been there's been red flags all over the place. This was bad.
I didn't
happen.
Expect her to be a cheater though, and yeah. like that's gnarly. Yeah. And like as much of a cheater that the guy's socks are there.
Yeah. Like I thought she was smarter than that. Like I thought she would like clean up her tracks.
Right, idiot.
Yeah.
I'm done with her. Like I actually sort of was like, oh, it's too bad they're fighting. Whatever, whatever. But now it's like. Nicole, you suck.
Luke don't let the door hit you on the way socks. Out.
Totally.
That was
totally.
Those were planted.
Yeah. And it's just been a big bonding with Lorelai.
He was supposed to have a different reaction. He was supposed to go really get her and lock her down and marry her. Or remarry her or whatever. He was supposed to rededicate himself. Once those socks went on his feet and he realized he was supposed to, she wanted him to step up and he didn't.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. So you're blaming yourself a bit, but I'm not.
Well, it's like she's forcing him into a decision. It's like, hey, you know, I really like you and you're not. And I think you're probably into this Lorelai girl. And the only way she can find out is to really throw the fear of God into him, which is another guy in the picture. That really
I was saying it's just like to get his attention.
It's very risky. Right. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
I wish Luke just like messed with her and like left like a hair tie on the counter.
I think he should have
like
just said,
like
hey, you suck. Bye.
Nah.
Bye bye.
It's just listen, it's complicated. It's so complicated between a man and a woman.
Is it? I just think she sucks.
Yeah, I agree.
she wasn't getting the commitment.
I mean, I understand. That's a different perspective that she's feeling.
She was crazy about him. Obviously, yeah. She didn't have enough respect for him to just be straight with
there.
Him and say, hey, right, you know, I'm going to end this and I'm going to see other people.
Yeah, he doesn't
then,
want
you know,
this
who's
and
watch
she knows
that on
it.
TV, right?
Yeah, but he's also never there. So like, she probably is like, he's not here. So if I bring someone over, he's not going to find out.
Right.
And remember, he did leave or he walked out in the middle of September.
Yeah. September.
Was that last week?
Yeah.
You walked episode. Out in the middle of what?
Remember you had the fight and you're like, I thought we were done. And she's like, I was in the middle of September. So like, remember in September. But like, first of all, why was she talking about September?
Yeah.
I'm done with her.
Once again, there's a parallel between Rory and Lorelai in this episode with the voicemails and the calling. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, obviously like Amy knows what she's doing, but I didn't realize it till the end. I'm like, oh, like they're each getting voicemails.
Yeah, they always have parallel lives.
You know, like they, apple didn't fall far from the tree.
So, okay, before we get to the pivotal moment, we do have that funny drunk beach scene and Glenn and the water. Yeah. And just sort of Paris and Rory are in it together. They're drunk.
Classic.
I think they throw up, but later we don't see the throwing up.
Classic. Glenn then, coming out of the surf.
Yeah, the ocean at night.
And then we have the moment. What did you guys think when Dean calls back?
So happy. so happy.
I was happy because I'm not a fan of Lindsay, but I'm like, oh, this is such a bad idea at the same time.
Oh.
Like, let's be real. Like, obviously, like, we don't, like, shame on you, Dean.
Yeah.
You're married. Like, you don't need to be calling your ex-girlfriend. But I think he's just like, oh, I care about her. Like, I don't think he's like, I want to get back together with her. But when they talk, that, I don't know, the chemistry is like so undeniable.
No, the chemistry's still there.
Did you guys hear? It's very at the end of the episode when he says, I even have questions. I wrote a couple down.
Yeah, like about the trip.
It's very under the breath. Like, it's as the episode's really fading. And he says, he calls her and it's real cute. And he says, yeah, I got your message. I have some questions. I even wrote a couple down.
He misses the banter. Because nobody can banter like her. He misses the brain. He misses the heart and soul. There's nobody like her. She's very special. Yeah. And Lindsay is special as she is, right? Nope. They probably don't have the banter.
Yeah.
So, Danielle, Tara, tell me if I'm going. I want to ask you some questions.
Okay.
What do you think of Dean calling Rory?
Well, she called him first.
Do you think he's crossing the line by calling her?
I think if he called her first, yes.
Okay.
I mean, it all depends what those questions are, right? Like, it depends what the end of that conversation is.
Definitely wants to engage with her and hear all about everything.
Yeah. Look, I don't think it's great. You know, he's a married man, but it just depends what his intentions are, Rory, which we don't really know yet.
Rory's turning into Penland Lot before our eyes.
Oh,
oh
no.
Oh, Scott. Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about that.
That was
you're so right. Yeah.
So what do you think if Dean called? What do you think if he keeps calling her?
I think the first time, this time he called was not. It was inappropriate.
Wow. But because Rory called first, it was kind of like
no. You don't.
Well, no. It's like she kind of opened the door. So
nope.
Do you think it's okay if he ever called? I what happened. So
here's the thing.
He's a married
We're
man.
Seeing. We're seeing all these things, like when he was at the arcade, you know, at the arcade with Luke, and he saw Rory, and he, like, you just felt his heart. Like, it's obvious that he just loves Rory so much.
He got dumped
so
hard.
Knowing that, yes, it's inappropriate that he's married to somebody else, but at the same time, it's like, oh man, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
And really fast before we go, so Danielle obviously has no idea what happens. Scott, do you have any memory?
No.
Oh, really? Wow.
Do we find out soon?
I'm not telling.
I'm not saying anything.
No, I lost all. I used to have a Rory Dean tracker on my ceiling, and I lost it. So I used to keep up with it.
So. What's everybody's? I said 10 favorite lines. What are y'all's?
Danielle, what are you?
I had so many.
So mine is from Rory to Paris when she goes, "Get away from me! You're not my type." after she kissed her.
Tara.
Oh man, I honestly, Paris just had so many good ones.
So many.
This episode, I can't even pick which Paris one. I mean, the whole back and forth of just that scene of her just tipping everyone along the way, even people who didn't work there, was so funny. But
I already said mine. I loved. Rory's line when she just leaned her head back and said, oh man, you know, she just needed to get out of there and get some fresh air. Loved it.
So are we doing how many Colin Egglesfields? How many keys? What are we doing?
No, you have pizzas. To do the pancake, the baggie.
Oh, how many bags of French toast? Oh my God. Tara. Yeah.
Duh.
I think on this one, we do our individual likes.
Oh, Scott, Scott really likes that. Okay.
I'm going to I'm going to have how many Glens coming out of the surf?
Okay, great. So who goes first?
Well, I think
you go, Scott.
Okay, Tara, you go first.
Oh, I give it 8.9 baggies, breakfast baggies.
8.9. Danielle.
My off the top of my head, I was saying 8.8. Like,
wow,
it's there.
And that's an 8.85 average.
8.8, and you know what? I'm gonna say Colin Egglefield. That's just good.
I was going to too.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll go 9.4, and I want to do Colin Egglesfield's 9.4 Colin Egglesfield's, but because Danielle did it, I'm gonna do 9.4. What else did I love in this episode? bananas because we didn't mention Paris in the banana eating contest.
I thought we were competing on how many bananas we can eat.
Scott, what do you got?
I'm sorry. I'm giving this a 10. I'm giving it 10 glens coming out of the surf.
Good for you. Good for you.
Because it was, to me, it was, I couldn't turn away. It was not a dull moment. I enjoyed the whole ride.
Yeah, I agree.
I was just very pleasantly surprised about how.
Can I update to 9.4 Glenn's minivans?
I think once you've stated.
Once you stay, you can't, the paperwork's already turned in. I'll stick with bananas, 9.4 bananas.
I mean, you can do it. It's just they're going to send you a huge bill.
Yeah, the judges will not be happy.
Yeah, though it's very costly.
I love it.
Ah, summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At one of the most famous restaurants in the world, there's a table in the corner where the most incredible conversations on the planet are happening every week with owner Ruthie Rogers and amazing guests like Martha Stewart.
But I did have an affair with one of his best friends.
Jimmy Fallon.
Do you want a zip line over your dad while he gets attacked by alligators?
And Paul McCartney.
John and I hitchhiked to Paris.
We've saved you a seat. Ruthie's Table 4. Listen to Ruthie's Table 4 on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there anything from Crackstaff?
Oh, yeah, Crackstaff.
Oh, for God's sake. There's oodles. There's
I came through with the sea sprite, guys.
I do have an honorable mention from one of our listeners, Jessica. She DM'd me and she said that Lorelai had a repeat outfit in the last episode.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. Talk to me. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So in season 4, episode 8, Lorelai was totally wearing the same outfit as she was in the mall. And she even said, I figured Amy would appreciate it.
First of all, 1,000%. We're going to put this on Instagram for you guys because
just it's different hair.
It's because it's really the same outfit. It's not just a piece. It's the whole thing.
Yeah. Except she had that rose at the mall. But yeah.
When was that scene with Nicole?
Season 4, episode 8.
So this was
8.
Last week's or something.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Yeah, exactly.
2 weeks in a row. She wore the same outfit?
No, they're spaced in between.
Okay.
But because what episode are we on right now? We're on episode
17.
Season 4. Yeah. All right, here's a Crackstaff compilation. Okay. Look quick. In the very opening shot, you can see a tall office building in the background. Not very Stars Hollow-y.
Like the camera shot something in the Warner Brothers lot.
Like just like it's a part of Burbank even.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
It's the Daltz building. It's the Daltz building.
Shout out to anyone who was around in the 90s. The right. Daltz building. Right. Are you too young? Scott, do you remember Daltz?
What? Tell me again.
So, okay, this would be right around that time. The building across from the Warner Brothers lot right. had a restaurant in the bottom called Daltz. D-A-L-T-S.
Yes, I think I do remember. Yeah.
Yeah. It was around.
All right. In the cold open, when Lorelai and Rory are standing next to the pedicab talking to Kirk, the angle of their shot suddenly changes. In the first two shots, the gazebo is behind them with the Stars Hollow sign on the left side. Then on the third shot, a house is behind them with the Stars Hollow sign on the right side. All right. At 5:57 into the episode, in the I Am Not Wearing Any Socks diner scene, watch the right side of the screen. As Luke walks around the end of the counter, there's a large metal object on the side of the shot with a happy face drawn on it. At the 13:16 mark, after Paris and Rory walk up the stairs to the motel, look at the first room on the right. There's a large studio light sitting just inside the door. Okay. At 21:48, when Rory is talking about giant Q-tips, there is a bee on her towel right behind her head. Hopefully she wasn't allergic. The crack staff's favorite line. Rory running after Paris. Wait for me. I like ruckus.
I knew that was a good was mention a good of ruckus.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Crack staff, well done.
All right, everybody. That's going to do it for this week. The next episode, season 4, episode 18, Tick, 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 Boom. Thank you, Tara. Thank you, Danielle. Thank you, Amy. You two knuckleheads. Just keep it tight up there in Pebble Beach.
Wait, one more thing. We have our episode with Colin airing this Wednesday. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Colin Egglesfield. Everybody stay tuned.
Yeah. We got it. Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks so much. Best fans on the planet. Stay safe. We'll see you next time. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.